It's that time of year with incendiary political rhetoric turned up another notch. Campaign flyers at your door, robocalls on your phone, and political ads on your TV. As the campaigns sharpen their knives and the wild claims fly, we'll dedicate this time each Thursday to the election. We'll look at the candidates, the races, and their claims. We'll fact-check their truthfulness or truthiness and examine what they're running on and why. Today, we focus on the biggest prize in North Carolina, the U.S. Senate seat held by first-term Democrat Kay Hagan. Big money is already pouring in from both left and right. You may have already seen ads attacking Hagan or one of her potential Republican opponents.
In North Carolina, we put families first. But Senate candidate Tom Tillis sides with health insurance companies. He'd let them deny coverage for pre-existing...
An independent outside organization began airing that ad last month against Republican candidate Tom Tillis. That's even though Tillis still has to win a primary before he would face Hagan. WFAE's Ben Bradford says the ad's a good starting point to understand the Senate race, and he joins me now. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Kevin.
Ben, who's this ad from?
Yeah, it's from a 501c4.
Independent groups that don't have to disclose their donors.
Right. They became big in politics after the Citizens United decision in 2010. They're not allowed to coordinate with campaigns, but they can air ads in favor or opposed to candidates. So this one's called Patriot Majority USA. It's been around since 2005 and leans left. The group has spent $800,000 so far on airing this particular ad. And as we heard in that bit of it you played, it attacks Tillis on healthcare and says he's in bed with insurance companies.
And why are they attacking Tillis specifically?
Tom Tillis is the front runner in the Republican primary. He's the current North Carolina House Speaker, which makes him the most visible candidate and the most experienced politician on the Republican side of this race. He's receiving national support from Republican leaders like Karl Rove, and he's raised the most money among Republicans with about $1.3 million on hand at the end of last year.
All right, let's play a little bit more of the ad, and you tell us about the claims in it.
He'd let them deny coverage for pre-existing conditions and raise rates for women needing mammograms. Tillis supports a plan that would end Medicare as we know it and force seniors to spend up to $1,700 more for prescriptions.
So there's four claims in there, and three of them are popular provisions in the Affordable Care Act, a law which we know is not nearly as popular in totality. So Tillis wants to repeal the healthcare law, and the ad's accusing him of opposing those popular provisions in it because he wants to repeal it.
Is it true?
PolitiFact rates that part of the ad mostly true. I talked to Tillis campaign spokesman Jordan Shaw, and I'll let him give their side of it.
We can't move forward with anything else until we repeal Obamacare. He's been very clear on that. However, he's also said that the status quo that we had before the Affordable Care Act is not acceptable either.
So Tillis has said he'd vote for a clean repeal of the Affordable Care Act, in which case these popular provisions like coverage for pre-existing conditions would disappear. But he's also said that he favors replacing it with a different option, which could include some of those provisions. But even there, he's careful to not get pinned down on specific provisions he supports. The other claim that Tillis supports a plan to end Medicare as we know it is a stretch. PolitiFact rated that part mostly false. Tillis supported a large House budget plan that would privatize Medicare years down the road as part of it, but he hasn't publicly taken a stance on the provision.
Okay, Ben, why spend the money against a candidate who still has to compete in a primary? What if he loses that primary? Isn't that a waste of money?
I think that would actually be an ideal scenario for Hagan supporters. Tillis's opponents have each raised a few $100,000 and are more conservative from the Tea Party mold. And one of the banes of the Republican Party establishment the last few years has been Tea Party candidates beating more moderate opponents in the primary and then losing the general when they lack mass appeal. So I think Hagan supporters would like to see exactly that scenario. If they can undermine Tillis to make it happen, then great. If not, then maybe they weaken him coming into the general election.
Okay, we should also point out that money is coming from both directions. Conservative 501c4s have spent a lot of money against Hagan.
Americans for Prosperity, which is heavily financed by the conservative Koch brothers, has spent about $7 million on at least three ads against Hagan. So the $800,000 from Patriot Majority is a response to it, but also a comparative drop in the bucket. Now, that said, Hagan has a far bigger war chest than Tillis. She had about $7 million of her own on hand at the end of last year to Tillis's little over a million.
Ads from both sides have focused on healthcare.
Right. Republicans want to make Hagan's support for the Affordable Care Act the main battleground of this campaign. She has a record on it, while her opponents don't, as we saw when we were discussing Tillis's stance. So the Hagan attack ads try to tie her to both Obamacare and to the president. Here's how the most recent one ends.
Kay Hagan, taking care of Washington insiders, not North Carolina families. Tell Kay Hagan that's just wrong.
Now, if you remember, the Tillis attack ad says he supports insurance companies, not North Carolina families. So they're really mirror images of each other. Candidate X wants to protect special interests, not your family, because of their stance on the healthcare law. And I think that they're a great example of what we can expect in this race. The outside money, the attack ads, and the bold claims about opponents' records and positions. It's all only going to escalate from here.
WFAE's Ben Bradford. Okay, thanks, Ben.
Thank you.